Tongue Day with Ben Hale from Western Livestock. Ben, another pretty good week. I mean, you know, here we are March and the February advances on these cattle markets, stockers and yearlings continues. Yesterday, the Oklahoma National Stockyards, strong prices again.
Yeah, I had 8,500, Ron, compared to about 10,700 a year ago. So this would be the first week we fell below a year ago, which the weather probably did that. But, you know, they called feeders 3 to 6 higher again and grazers 8 to 10 higher. And we'll see less cattle moving forward because everybody's already jockeyed for position on what they're going to combine and graze out, I would assume.
So with that in mind, I mean, how much higher can this market go, you think?
You know, that's what everybody asked me about it. You know, these grazing cattle, I don't think they're going anywhere. I would really like to see the fat deal get a little better. Seems like we've kind of stalled out at that 182, 183, which, you know, you act like that's a bad price. It's not, but it is when you're given this much for them. But I'd sure like the back end of that to come up a little bit and sure would help justify what we're doing on some of these feeders because the cost of gain is going to be cheaper. It sure looks like it.
And, of course, we're getting into the season. Hopefully, we've got the moisture in the soil that will give us a good, nice push on spring pastures.
Yes, it does. It looks like, you know, lots of fertilizer and spray and running. So yeah, the grazing deal looks awful good. We need to get some more rain, but right now we're looking extremely good. Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going to be happening this week, both Comanche and Woodward.
Going to have a good run at Comanche tomorrow. He's had a lot of feeder deals. Peyton Heavy got 250 steers off one deal on wheat coming, and I hadn't talked to him about the rest of it, but going to have a nice, nice run. And going to have another good run at Woodward this week. I think we had 32 or 300 last Thursday and about 300 cows on last Tuesday. So talked to Seth yesterday and getting some cattle lined up for that again on Thursday.
I know that those markets have also been real strong as well.
Yes, they have been. Have been real strong markets. Lots of demand, lots of people coming out wanting to buy and getting along extremely well at all three places, Ron.
Especially for the Woodward market. I know you've got in that footprint for that market. We've got some folks that definitely got impacted by these wildfires, and you've kind of opened up the yards to be kind of a donation point for hay. And also, if somebody needed some place to park some cattle for a few days, you're offering that as well.
Yes. Yeah. Seth and them got together and made that a place we can drop off hay, fencing supplies, whatever. And kind of organize. I know you don't want to double handle some of that stuff, but just trying to make it convenient for them to get some of them supplies out to them. And then if they do need to warehouse cattle, we got plenty of pens that, you know, we can feed them like a feed yard and grind hay and mix pellets with it. So just offering it up if somebody does need it, because it's sure been a devastating time in the last week.
Indeed. So I guess at this point, you know, as we get into the spring season, what's your general attitude? In other words, what are you thinking for the next several weeks for these auction markets?
I think we're going to see less cattle. I do, because we traditionally do the end of March and through April. I think it's going to help our market. I had a guy ask me yesterday, Ben, you think these feeders will get any higher? I don't know. I mean, they tend to, you know, we're slaughtering less than we did a year ago, and we're slaughtering less than we did 2 years ago. I think they figure some around 290,000 less than a year ago and 100,000 less than 2 years ago. So all that is playing in our favor, but there's always a diminishing return. You know, how high can you go till you've reached out on what you do? And we may be close. I don't know, Ron. We may not, as long as this meat keeps moving and the choice price keeps going up.
All right. Well, if somebody wants to talk cattle markets with you, what's the number?
Just give me a call, 940-631-2333, and we'd love to visit with you anyway about anything that you need to do marketing or buying, Ron.
Ben Hale with Western Livestock Auctions. They, of course, sell cattle at the Oklahoma National Stockyards with the Western Commission firm Monday and Tuesday. On Wednesdays, Comanche. Thursday at Woodward. Their website, you can go and check it out, westerncommissioncompany.com. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.